Thank you, Chair. I'll really respond only to one point which was raised by our delegates from Russia and Angola, and it concerns the role of education and information or public awareness about racism. One, making sure that anti-racist and anti-discrimination ideas are inculcated already among the youth in the kinds of content that we produce, but also ensuring that the general populace is aware of these developments. And I think it's quite right, as the delegate from Angola points out, that this is happening in societies marked as having advanced educational systems. One, the problem is not the absence of education, it's the content of the materials within those educations. So some studies that I conducted, particularly relating alarmingly to my own country, South Africa, showed that there's insufficient focus on the pre-colonial African society, therefore the contributions of Africans to world history. But also there is a attempt to tell a neat and romantic story of the new South Africa. So in other words, often the these societies do not confront race fully and directly because of the imperatives of nation building. And so what one finds is a story that reduces racial oppression to misunderstanding or a few bad apples rather than showing the historical and systemic ramifications. So what we need to be doing is getting the history right and possibly thinking about the history from the perspective of the victims and survivors of these atrocities. That's the first part. The second part of my answer is that education is a necessary but insufficient condition for eliminating racial discrimination in these societies. Recent studies on the phenomenon of racial ignorance have shown that it's not ignorance in the passive sense, but in the willful sense, a refusal to face information, which of course contradicts one's own interests in a particular society. So we need to educate people towards democracy, towards anti-racism, towards being comfortable with difference, towards being able to live in diversity, plurality, and even being able to live in uncertainty and changing times. That's one thing. But we also need to be creating programs from the state, but also looking at private economic actors, that actually dismantles the racial hierarchies, inequalities, and interests that sustain certain kinds of ignorance. So in other words, we've got to do two things. We've got to do education on the one hand, but on the other hand, we have to link that to a program of fundamental change in social and power relations. If we don't do that, the reoriented education simply becomes hollow in that sense. South Africa and other countries have decided, for example, to introduce history now at all levels of schooling much earlier. Many universities are also considering foundational courses on human rights, on anti-discrimination, and I think we should be trying to consider those at a much more international level, that all levels of education systems, basic, secondary, higher, but also public discourse is constantly engaged in conversations and dialogues about the history, impact, harm, and need to eradicate racism. I hope that assists.